Be aware of the body being breathed. Feeling the movement of the breath in the nostrils or the inner throat. Feeling that inward and downward flow of breath and energy on the inhale, and the upward and outward flow of breath and energy on the exhale. Connecting with this flow of breath and energy, moving in and out the body. Being aware of the sensation in the body produced by the movement of the breath. Be aware of the mouth, of all the structures inside the mouth. And let the whole inner mouth have a sense of spaciousness, openness, be aware of the upper lip, the lower lip, and the space between the lips. Be aware of the ears, the ear canals, the inner ears, and the outer ears. And allow the sounds in the room to come into your hearing, these ears being receivers of sound. Let the ears come fully into sensation, hearing the sounds outside the room, the sounds inside the room, and the sound of your body being breathed, any internal sounds within the body. And come to the eyes, feeling the bony structure surrounding each eye, being aware of the eye socket itself, the space that it occupies in the head. And be aware of the eyeballs resting in that space. And let the eyeballs slowly drift towards the base of the skull. Then let them drift downward through the neck, coming to rest at the heart center. And as the eyes rest at the heart center, have this felt sense of seeing with the whole body, like a flush of openness in the whole body. Be aware of the whole face. And become aware of the space between the ears and the shoulders. Be aware of the palm of the left hand, the fingers of the left hand, the back of the left hand. Be aware of the whole left arm. And become aware of the palm of the right hand, the pads of the fingers of the right hand, the back of the right hand, the whole right arm. Be aware of both arms, left and right arm together. Feel them both simultaneously. And become aware again of the body being breathed. Following the breath from the nostrils through the inner throat into the chest and down towards the belly. And then following the exhaling breath as it retraces that path, leaving the nostrils and filling the space in front of the body. Think of the breath gliding effortlessly up and down a hollow tube with a smooth, shiny inner surface. And follow the exhalation all the way to its natural completion. And at that end of that exhalation, can you just pause? Feel into the pause. And if stepping aside, watch and wait for the inhalation to arise. Let the inhalation arise on its own accord, following it all the way to its natural completion. And at the top of that inhalation, there may be a slight pause again. Can you step back and watch and wait for the exhalation to fall away from the inhalation? Then again, following the exhalation all the way to its natural completion, coming to this pause, however slight it may be, like a suspension of the breath. Watching the inhalation arise out of that space, following it all the way to its natural completion until it turns into a pause. Again, however slight that may be, a sense of retention of the breath and the exhalation finds its own course as the breath turns. Each turning of the breath, can you be with the pause? Can you have a sense of falling into that pause or into that gap? Becoming the witness as the inhalation arises. A sense of curiosity about where this exhaling breath is going and where the inhaling breath is coming from. Keep feeling into the pause, both at the end of the exhale, the end of the inhale. Don't go into thinking or analyzing. Just keep feeling into it like falling into the gap. Falling into that place where the breath ends and begins again. Keep leaning into that gap. And you might ask, who is it that's aware of this breath, this turning of the breath? Who is aware of this movement of the breath and the sensations produced by this movement? Who or what is this awareness? It is always there, never changing. Watching this breath that is always changing, breath to breath. Being the witness or the observer of this turning breath.